The Almighty Nuggan, I'm worshipped in parts of Borogravia. The young man was raised in my faith.
What do Nugganites believe in?
Me. Mostly me. And followers are forbidden to eat chocolate, ginger, mushrooms and garlic.
Several of the gods winced.
When you prohibit, you don't meth about, do you? Said Offler.
No sense in forbidding broccoli, is there? That sort of approach is very old-fashioned, said Nuggan.
He looked at the minstrel.
He's never been particularly bright up till now. Shall I smite him? There's bound to be some garlic in that stew. Mrs. McGarry looks the type.
Offler hesitated. He was a very old god who had arisen from steaming swamps in hot, dark lands. He had survived the rise and fall of more modern and certainly more beautiful gods by developing, for a god, a certain amount of wisdom. Besides, Nuggan was one of the newer gods, all full of hellfire and self-importance and ambition. Offler was not bright, but he had some vague inkling that for long-term survival, gods needed to offer their worshippers something more than a mere lack of thunderbolts. And he felt an ungodlike pang of sympathy for any human whose god banned chocolate and garlic. Anyway, Nuggan had an unpleasant moustache. No god had any business with a fussy little moustache like that.
No,
he said, shaking the dice box. It'll add to the fun. Cohen pinched out the end of his ragged cigarette, stuffed it behind his ear, and looked up at the green ice.
It's not too late to turn back, said Evil Harry, if anyone wanted to, I mean.
Yes, it is, said Cohen, without looking round. Besides, someone's not playing fair.
Funny, really, said Vina. All my life I've done adventuring with old maps found in old tombs and so on, and I never ever worried about where they came from. It's one of those things you never think about, like who leaves all the weapons and keys and medicine kits lying around in the unexplored dungeons.
Someone be setting a trap, said Boy Willie.
Probably. Won't be the first trap I've walked into, said Cohen.
We're going up against the gods, Cohen, said Harry. A man does that, a man's got to be sure of his luck.
Mine's worked up to now, said Cohen.
He reached out and touched the rock face in front of him.
It's warm.
But it's got ice on, said Harry.
Yeah, strange, eh, said Cohen. It's just like the scroll said. And see the way the snow's sticking to it? It's the magic. Well, here goes.
An extract from the Journal of Leonard de Quirm, Testing the Handiwork of the Gods. It being apparent that a voyage into the great void will result in much stress upon the human frame, I have devised this device of three rings that rotate continuously in three planes, giving the voyager the feeling of being rotated continuously in three planes. It is vital to know if the human body, or at least that of the wizard Rincewind, can withstand such treatment. Extract the second, the circulation of the vomit. The wizard Rincewind reports a feeling of lightness occasioned by his stomach contents leaving his body and the wax running out of his ears. Prolonged tumbling on the device causes him to experience the feeling of wishing to kill everyone, beginning, against all common sense, with himself. He also issues screams and threats. From this I deduce that being tumbled in three directions at once has a deleterious effect, and I will arrange for this not to happen on the voyage. The musculature of the wizard Rincewind would make an interesting study if, indeed, he had any. Arch-Chancellor Ridcully decided that the crew needed to be trained. Ponder Stibbons pointed out that they were going into the completely unexpected, and Ridcully ruled, therefore, that they should be given some unexpected training. Rincewind, on the other hand, said that they were heading for certain death, which everyone managed eventually with no training whatsoever. Later, he said that Leonard's device would do, though. After 5 minutes on it, certain death seemed like a release.
"He's thrown up again," said the Dean.
"He's getting better at it, though," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies.
"How can you say that? Last time it was a whole 10 seconds before he let go."
"Yes, but he's throwing up more and it's going further,"
said the